Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
might be right, you might be wrong. You might just think your life has gone on for too long. Your knees get weak, yes it do. Your heart grows cold. You're tired of doing everything that you're told. Almost dawn. Stand up and be strong. Find a brand new song before they're gone. Stand up and be strong.
If you live in the hills,
if you live in the hills,
take too many pills.
Oh, too many pills.
'Cause you lost the thrill against your own will.
Stand up and be strong.
That's right.
Beautiful deep divers from the beautiful turquoise seas to to the magical forest. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, that was nice. That was nice, Deep Divers. Oh, that was beautiful. That was very beautiful. Breathe with me, Deep Divers. Did you breathe it all in? Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Peace. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Beautiful Deep Divers. We are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Another magnificent day. Raising the frequency. Look at all this nature. Raising the vibration. Sprinkling some good-ass energy on you. Take that. Take that. Just take all of it, Deep Divers. You already did. Now, I hope you're taking care of yourself, Deep Divers. And I want to say to everyone who's watching this video, we already won. Yeah, we already won. Because right now, millions of people are awakening, becoming their greatest version, standing in their freedoms, standing in their power, saying, we ain't having it. And the power is always with the people. This is 1984. We got a whole lot to talk about. There is something seriously wrong. Can you feel it? You're not the only one. Even the cat down the road is like, what on earth is happening on planet Earth? You see, Deep Divers, there is something seriously wrong. And if you can feel that, all that means is your intuition is working. Congratulations. We live in a world so fake, the truth actually scares people. We live in a world so fake, Barbie seems real. What? Slow motion this side. We live in a world where everything has been reversed. And this is the whole point. Everything has been inverted. They made the good bad, the bad good. They turned the lie into the truth, and the truth into a lie. 1984 is a popular book by George Orwell, and I remember reading it over 10 years ago. But never would I have imagined that we might actually be one day living in 1984. Oh my gosh! In the book 1984, George Orwell wrote, if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. You see, Deep Divers, right now, a lot of people are starting to realize 1984 was not just a book. It was a documentary. It saw into the future. It saw into what the world was becoming. It talked about Big Brother is watching you. Now, who is Big Brother right now? It is this surveillance state so many people are in right now. It is this new world order of green passes, vaccine passports, of track and trace, of control. This is the new 1984. But I always tell you, because a lot of people watch my videos and they get so inspired because I'm raising the frequency. Instead of this is 1984, this is what you make it. Slow motion this side. You see, I'm just giving you a glimpse of what the world is turning into. But ultimately, the power lies in your hands to create your own reality and say, no, this is not 1984, Ralph. We are creating the new earth. Okay? So always remind yourself, never accept the default. Never accept someone else's version of the reality they want you to live in. Always choose the world and reality you want to live in. Something is seriously wrong. You see, in the book 1984 by Orwell, he talked about how ignorance is strength, war is peace, freedom is slavery. And right now, when you take a look at society, you realize that something is seriously wrong. Why? because many people are willingly handing over their freedoms, willingly handing over their powers, willingly drinking the Kool-Aid, and they don't realize their prison is getting bigger and bigger. The inorganic ones want to turn the whole world into a prison where you are a slave, not just for a few days to flatten the curve. No, you are a slave for eternity. What's happening right now is a battle for the hearts and minds of the people. And this is why right now you have to refuse this 1984 Orwellian state of authoritarian dictatorship, communist order. You got to say no. I refuse this because I know being free is my birthright, because I watch Ralph Smart every single day and he is as free as a bird. I want to be like him. Everyone wants to be like Mike. No, everyone wants to be like me. No, deep divers. Everyone wants to be like the cat down the road. He's having the most fun over there. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Hey. So let me talk to you, deep divers. I hope your day is going good. I hope you got your ass into nature. This is 1984. Now, something is seriously wrong with everything that's happening on the planet. Why? Why do I say this? Because a lot of people can feel it. And real eyes recognize real lies. And trust the energy, deep divers. Trust the vibes. Energy never lies. Many people are starting to realize the whole world is a joke. Life is a meme. And we are being played like fools. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates said that, right? The unexamined life is not worth living. So if we reverse that, that means the examined life is worth living. When you look around, you realize we are the only species that pays to live and eat, yet we are supposed to be the most intelligent. When you look around, you realize that a lot of people think they're free, but nothing could be further from the truth. Many people are still slaves. You see, slavery didn't end. It just took on a new form. What? Slow motion this side. This is 1984. Something is seriously wrong. Censorship. Let's talk about censorship. A lot of people remember when I had one video of mine removed from YouTube due to medical misinformation, because apparently I was just saying 7-day vegan challenge. I wake up every single day with a whole bunch of grapes in my mouth. With a whole bunch of grapes in my mouth, right? And YouTube caught feelings, right? Because I was giving an alternative solution to COVID and all of these things, they removed one of my videos. But they've also removed people from this platform. Not only on YouTube, also on Instagram, they are removing people's videos. They are, in essence, removing your freedom of speech. And a lot of people weren't concerned about it until it happened to them. I had a good friend, and they removed one of his videos recently. So when you realize this is 1984, something is seriously wrong. When you are living in a world where you can't even speak your heart and mind, you are not living in a world, you are living in a prison, and you have to get out from that sunken place. You better wake up and smell the coffee. Deep divers, this is 1984. Something is seriously wrong. You see, there was a film called They Live, and the guy put on the glasses and he saw all of these subliminal messages in the billboards like obey, conform, right? And we have so many subliminal messages every single day from the music you listen to. It's a spell. From the TV you watch, it's a spell, it's a program programming you to believe what they want you to believe. And this is all a whole big agenda to keep you asleep. They don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you win, deep divers. They don't want to see you ascend. They don't want to see you ascend, deep divers. They don't want to see you raising the frequency. But the good news is that we are. When you remind yourself, we are also living in the greatest times ever. Why? Because for the first time, we are now piercing the veil of illusion. We're going behind the curtain, just like Dorothy. We're actually seeing it in live time how they are manipulating people through the media, how they are manipulating people and gaslighting people, making people doubt their own sanity, how they are coercing people, coercion, manipulating you to do something you don't want to do. You must take it or else you're going to be an alien, or else, I'm already an alien, I can live with that, right? Or else we are going to keep you as an outcast from society. So they're already using these forms of manipulation. And this is 1984. This happens in 1984, where they threaten you. They manipulate you. They want to control you. They'll tell you, hey, stay in lockdown forever. It's for your control. It's for your safety, right? They'll say, stay in lockdown forever. It's for your safety. Safety is just a code word for control. Slow motion this side. So right now, we got to remind ourselves to create the new earth. We got to remind ourselves to choose love over everything. We don't need to be safe because nature has got our back. Nature has got our back. Anytime they tell you to be safe, they don't want you to be safe. They want to control you. Never come outside of your house for life. That's called control. They're not doing it for your safety. Michael Jackson told you. All I really want to say is they don't really care about us. They don't care about you. So the same people who have been lying to you from the moment you've been born, you expect them to give you the truth? What? Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. The same people who have been lying to you from your birth, you expect them to give you the truth? This is all a big game. And they want a world without you. They want this whole world for themselves. This is depopulation 101. They want to turn a human being into a human bot. That's why you have the Tesla bot coming out. This is all about the human 2.0, to turn a human being who is authentic into an artificial synthetic being. I wouldn't even call it a being. Just a bot. This is 1984, Deep Divers. Something is seriously wrong. When you have people who don't want you to think for yourself, anytime you have someone who doesn't want you to challenge them, question mark. Anytime you have someone who's trying to censor you, question mark. You see, the only people who are afraid of the truth are the people who are trying to hide it. What? Slow motion this side. And lies and the truth cannot stand next to each other. This is why I want to encourage you to keep speaking your truth, even if your voice shakes. You see, unity is how we get ourselves through this, how we overcome any adversity that comes our way. We have to stand together united. United we stand, divided we fall. They know this. This is why they want to keep you isolated from everyone else. This is 1984. Something is seriously wrong. In a world of 7.8 billion people, nobody should be isolated. Slow motion this side. This is 1984, Deep Divers. Don't think for yourself. Only think about what I tell you. I told you the media is controlled by two of the biggest asset management companies, Vanguard and BlackRock. They own everything from your Disney to your NBC. All of these companies are owned by only two, Vanguard and BlackRock. And therefore, they can control what billions of people perceive and how they think. Perception creates reality. So a way around this, to get out of this 1984 Orwellian nightmare, learn how to take back your power by controlling your perception, because perception creates reality. Learn how to think for yourself. Learn how to question everything. Also, remind yourself, right now, a lot of people you know, friends and family, they are already fast asleep, going further and further into the matrix. I told you, not everyone's going to make it. You are going to lose people. Friends and family, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose close people. But guess what? You have a soul tribe. So right now, you have to connect with people who remind you who you are. Right now, you have to unite, because unity is the only thing that's going to save your ass. This is 1984. You see, in 1984, the 99% are going to police the 99%, and that's what's happening. This is how the 1% get away with it, because the 99% are not policing the 1%. Slow motion this side. Let me repeat that. This is how the inorganic ones control you. They make the 99% control the 99%. The 99% never controlled the 1%. The 1% controlled the 99%. So how we get out of this Orwellian 1984 nightmare is for people in law enforcement, police officers, even in the medical industry, doctors, nurses, to remind themselves we are all in this together. Because they have the 1% who want to control the whole world, and then you have the 99% who are just going along their business. So you got to remind yourself, you might think that, hey, I'm doing the right thing, but you're actually enslaving yourself in the process, because the 1% don't care about you. They want a world without you. This is 1984, deep divers. Something is seriously wrong. I'm all about solutions, and I'm always telling you, focus on the world you wish to live in every single day, then it will manifest. Here's the good news. We are the power we always were and we always will be. Here is the good news. They are afraid of love because love creates a world they cannot control. So vibrate on the love frequency. Choose love over everything. Everything, even the cat down the road, everything. Love reigns supreme. Say fear. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Lose fear. Fear is the only way they can control you. Fear is the only way they can control you. Fear is the only currency they have in their hands to use. When you take that away, they don't have anything to bargain with. Ooh, I like that. So vibrate in your heart space and love frequency. Be fearless. Say there's nothing to be afraid of, because all of this is a great stage show. The whole world is a stage. They've got you living in a massive illusion. And they do it by manipulating sound frequencies, everything you see, hear, even what you taste. And that's why 7-Day Vegan Challenge. Make sure you're eating to live every single day. CMOS, E3 Live, complete source of protein, apricots, dates. Because the more you are eating to live, the more you are downloading pure energy from the cosmos. Organic beings need organic food. This is how to get out of the 1984 trap. Learn how to grow your own fruits and vegetables. We've got berries growing all around here, deep divers. You want me to eat some right now? Eating some imaginary berries. Let me talk to you. This is 1984. Something is seriously wrong. Now, what's wrong with the world is a disconnection. Many people are disconnected. And this is why a lot of people don't even realize you are living in a surveillance state. Track and trace. Even your phone is spying on you. That's why when you go to bed, turn off that thing. Turn off the phone. Why do you think they don't want you to take the battery out of the phone? Because if you take the battery out of the phone, they can't track you. That's why they close the phone so you can't take the battery out. So anywhere you go with your phone, they know where you are. That's why you got to be one step ahead and say, actually, phone, no phone for right now. Because there's no signal around here, but there's a better connection. No Wi-Fi around here, but there's a better connection. What? Slow motion this side. This is 1984, deep divers. Something is seriously wrong. You see, I told you, a lot of people are sheep on the planet, blindly being led to the slaughterhouse. They don't think for themselves. You can think for yourself, so celebrate. But I want to tell you this. The good news is that right now, you have to awaken to the fact that you are in a massive experiment. And the only way out of an experiment is to say no. There's another way. The other way out of an experiment, because you don't want to be a guinea pig. You don't want to be a lab rat, something they experiment on, and they haven't even done studies about it. You don't want to do that. You got to say stop. And when you say stop, the experiment will stop, and now you reclaim your power. You see, this is the good news. Many people are now starting to say, hold on, wait a minute, something is not adding up. Something is seriously wrong. Everything seems so rushed. It seems like they're pressurizing us. They're putting pressure on us. They're forcing us, manipulating us to do something we don't want to do. And this is why something is not adding up. And this is why something is seriously wrong, because who gave them the right to tell us what we can and can't do? We are sovereign beings. So the good news is that we now have to reclaim our sovereignty. This is 1984. Something is seriously wrong. Many people are now agents of the Matrix, because I told you, you're not talking. You're not talking to people. You're talking to programs who have been programmed, but they don't even know what they're talking about. They just heard it on the news. So right now, we have to detach from the system and the system will fall. Let me repeat that. We have to detach from the system and the system will fall. This is how we get our power back, how we get our freedoms back, and this is how we refuse their 1984, because we are free beings. Oh, the sun is so beautiful up there. That's why I'm just saying, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey. Beautiful deep divers. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart who wants to model the clothing, well, go and buy some, okay? Add me on Instagram, Deep Divers, for more daily inspiration at Ralph Smart at Infinite Waters, and Facebook at Ralph Smart at Infinite Waters, and Snapchat at Good Ass Prana, baby. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. They tried to bury us, Deep Divers. They forgot we were seeds. They tried to lie to us. They forgot we were the truth. They tried to keep us in lockdown. They forgot we had the keys. I love all of you deep divers. We already won. Always, every single day, never allow someone to make you do something you don't want to do. Listen to your heart. It knows more than you can imagine. Let love guide you today, not fear. I love all of you deep divers. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You, I'm alive, deep divers. Go live. If you want me to go live with this topic, say go live. I'm alive, deep divers. One love to all of you. Peace.
All right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, guys, and thank you, guys. We definitely appreciate your consistency and, you know, continuing to listen to Enhancing Awareness Radio as we grow, guys. The Motivational Classroom is a space to where we all learn, we grow together, and, you know, it's a classroom, you know what I'm saying? So, guys, being that, you know, we are all learning, guys, on this particular broadcast of Motivational Classroom, guys, what we're going to be doing today is I'm going to be introducing a series of about the original people, right? So about the original people, the original man, you know, a lot of us, we were taught in history that it was this or that it was that, you know what I mean? And Michael Jackson said something very interesting, you know, the history books are lying. You know what I'm saying? So what if, just what if, you know, I think about 70% of us, you know, maybe 60 to 70% for ratio. I think that we kind of know that a lot of the stuff that was taught in school, you know, was a lie. The church may not be what it seems to be. You know what I mean? Just we are coming into the knowing how we have been under this holographic spell. And it's starting to come to a head, guys. So I love, love, love the fact of where we're at in our world today. You know, in this spiritual woke community, if you will. No, let me just call it a cult. In the spiritual woke cult that we are in, which is religion revised, you know, we think, you know, just because we know or we gain insight, you know, we gain the keys, right? So, you know, we know more than and we know better than. And we tend to look, and myself included, guys, we tend to look down. I know early on in my journey, and sometimes I can still do it, but I have to self-check myself. But we can begin to look down on other people for not getting a certain lesson or a certain blessing, you know what I mean, in a certain space or frame. You know, when we deem it, you know what I'm saying, necessary that we want to get it. You know, we want to save our families. You know, we want to help them. Oh, God, that's the biggest one. We're going to help them. But a lot of times we may be hurting them, you know, when we think we know best. You know what I mean? When in essence, we are also still learning and still growing. You know what I mean? Say that when it comes to this history, guys, although it's a lie, I feel that although a lot of it is lies, a lot of it is history that was kind of inserted within the, you know, first of all, guys, we have to get away from the word history altogether, you know what I'm saying, because it's truly her story, all right? So we have to get back to her story. What is her story? Her story, and this is just off the top of my head, you know, her story for me is dispelling all the lies and pretty much kind of going deeper within oneself to find a greater and more profound, you know, truth. And as Delbert Blair says, you know, shout out to the ancestor, as Delbert Blair says, you know, the truth is what you decide. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's truth is not your truth. Everybody's morality is not your morality, okay? So we have to learn to, you know, there's a lot of disrespect as we're healing, but I feel that there is no right and wrong ways to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? It just is, right? It just is. So, you know, in this time, guys, we're going to need, as we all come through this healing, we all are going to need compassion. Compassion is going to be the currency, because if there's judgments, if there's, you know, misunderstandings, confusions, and all of this shit, it's just, you know, it's just, you know what I mean? That's going to be disarray. So getting back on topic, you guys, so I want to introduce to you guys a clip. I want to introduce you guys a clip that I had pulled. This is going to be a 3 or 4 part series, guys. The Ear Family may be in and out. But I do want to let you know the classroom will still go on. And also, Spiritual Soul Sunday will still go on. I'm going to be inviting more guests on to kind of speak on, you know, some things that they're scholared in. Also, guys, Mary Fox will be back this season. She's going to come I'm sorry, guys. She is going to come on, what is Mary doing? September the 11th is going to be her introductory show, and she's going to introduce what she's going to be doing. She's going to be going, you know, a stretch of 6 months and offer summers, guys, going forth. So Mary Fox is coming back to the Ear platform. She normally does State of America, you know what I mean? And also I may be inviting new hosts and all that, so it may be kind of a shift going on here at Ear as we embark on this new fall season. So we'll see how it goes. Excuse me. We'll see how it goes. But just know there may be a few changes in how I'm going to be doing things going forth. But Ear will definitely still continue to flourish. Now, I am also, guys, if you guys need any kind of sessions, I'm also open for sessions as well in the background, guys. You can always email me at Intuitive Soul Sessions. Intuitive Soul Sessions. Soul is spelled S-O-L. So Intuitive Soul Sessions, and that's at gmail.com. You can email me, and we can book a reading. You know, or some people just want to talk, y'all. Some people just need somebody just to listen to and vent. You know what I'm saying? So give me.
I'm sorry. Let me
know what you need, and we'll just work from there. Now, this clip is about 45 minutes long, guys. So it's from a white guy's perspective. Now, mind you, we are not racist or anything like that, but just to you know, help you make sense of things, we have to kind of use our verbiage as, you know, the people may understand, you know. We had racism and slavery go on for how long? So a lot of people, as they are starting to come into her story and what the truth really is, you kind of can't blame them, you know, for being disrespectful, okay? All right, so 46 minutes is this clip, guys. So let's go ahead and just listen to the clip, get an insight on, you know, just what you may think, you know what I'm saying? So, again, this is just information. I, too, am still learning, you know. So when it comes to this, there's a lot to unmask, guys. There is so much shit that is hidden from you all. And these secrets and all that, I am so grateful that it's all coming out. So let's go ahead and play this, guys, and we'll be back. We'll be back after the clip. All right, guys, peace.
Hey, folks, and welcome to my new station, A Plain Truth 8. I want to bring up some very important information that's been buried and hidden again and culted from us on the true story of the America, not South America, not Central America, not North America, not Canada, America. Why was it named America? This is from the book We Are the Ouachita, The Suppressed Story of the Ancient Ones, the Original Black Mound Building Inhabitants of North America. And it reads, we are the Aborigines, the dark-skinned, bushy-haired original inhabitants of so-called North and South America, or Mu, Afro-American. We have been referred to pre-Columbian civilizations, the prehistoric mound builders, the Duffstonians, the Diggers, the Asiatics, the tribes of Shabazz, the people of the wilderness, the lost tribes, the big buffalo people, and the ancient ones. Certified legal documents of Spanish and French invaders or explorers identified us as ancient inhabitants and occupants. We are the imperial Ouachita nation of mound-building mirrors akin to the Moors of the Northwest Africa, Amexum, Alcabulon. The Moors built the highly advanced geometric earth and sacred burial mounds found all over this continent. The Ouachita and Tunica Turner families carry the imperial bloodline. After the Americas came into our land, these names were altered to Washington and Turner. They also changed the spelling of the name Ouachita to Ouachita, a European misnomer, and retained the pronunciation of its original name. Several derivatives appear as such as Hachito, Washo, Waxo Chachi, Washa, Wasatch, Wichita, Uchita, Utah, Itoa, Washo, example, etc. The term Washita colloquially has come to mean ancient ones or the black ones. Clearly printed on the original maps of the Spanish land grants, the river named Rio Negro, River of Blacks, is simultaneously labeled Rio Achito, River of the Washita. In the Egyptian Kemetic Hieroglyphic Dictionary, Washita appears as WST, Ushita, Washuta, Washuti, Shapti, and Shabaz. Pre-Mayan spellings, original Mu language, are Wahanktun and Washanktun. In the ancient Orient, Shihongti was the first sovereign empire of China. Part of the fluent oral history of the Washita speaks of our people building vessels of shittim wood and traveling to the valley of the Lake Manumotopa, Lake Victoria, north of the Mountain of the Moon, or Mount Kilimanjaro, above Aksum, in a tail east of the sun and west of the moon. The Washita were known as boatmen and shipbuilders, developing extensive trade networks that utilized rivers of this continent as highways. It is a verifiable fact that ancient peoples of the Mississippi River Valley, the Machachisibi, father of all waters, the St. Louis River, and the Nile River Valley, the river of the god Hapi, had direct contact and traded for thousands of years before the Common Era. This is often hidden by referring to the Kemetic people as Phoenicians, Moors, Hebrews, or Orientals. Washita visited the Nile Valley in pre-dynastic times before Imhotep built the first stone pyramid at Saqqar, the land of the Sheba and Punt. The pre-dynastic Egyptians visited the Mississippi Valley, the Yucatan, and the regions drained by the Amazon. We built some of the first pyramids on the earth to planet. Our people built great civilizations all over the world, including Asia and said North and South Americas. In fact, the largest stone pyramid of the world is not found in Egypt, but found in China near Xi'an, home of the Terracotta Warriors. Its four sides were painted red, yellow, green, and black. These are the same colors of the Imperial Washita flag. It is a well-kept secret that Midwest America, aka the Heartland, was once occupied by a highly civilized pyramid mound-building culture. The Washita Murs are the remnants of those glorious people. The word pyramid is derived from the Greek word pyra for fire and mid for center. In the center of the Washita flag is a pyramid mound sides peeled open. From the base of this pyramid mound shines a bright yellow color like the light of the burning sun Ra, the corn, and the fountain of youth. And this is from my book, One World Tartarians, as I read from the We Are Washita. On April 5th, 1909, front page headlines of the Phoenix Gazette newspaper featured reports of a recently discovered Egyptian city founded, found in vaulted chambers. It is nearly a mile deep within the caverns of the Grand Canyon. Although the Smithsonian Institute would try and totally deny this well-documented fact, it carried an extensive evacuation of the site and others that tie the ancient peoples of this place and period to the great civilizations along the Nile, the Niger, the Mississippi, the Amazon, the Yangtze, the Hung He, the Indus, and the Ganges rivers. The civilization built this citadel in the Grand Canyon can directly ancient temples of Waset, the Grand Lodge of Luxor, and Warit, the Karnak Temple. Even today, these areas of the Grand Canyon possess Egyptian and Oriental names such as the temples of Horus, Ra, Isis, Osiris, Shiva, Vishnu, and Buddha. No one need wonder why the Grand Canyon had to be flooded by the U.S. federal agencies. Many accounts incorrectly classify us as Indians, the descendants of the Asiatic people who supposedly immigrated in waves across the Bering Strait and the Pacific Ocean. Yet research indisputably shows we had established elaborate communities Europeans invaders. The so-called red populations of the Western Hemisphere are our honored brothers and sisters who emerged from the empire. The names Blackfoot and Tar Heels are example of lucid attempts to try the true identity of our people. Other names used to divide indigenous peoples are Creeks, Cherokees, Hopi, Iroquois, Anasazi, Adena, Hokum, Hopewell, Mississippian, Mi'kmaqs, Moors, Mayaka, Mohawks, Miramura, Marikon, Umatilla, Yuka, Supa, Navajo, Cushatas, Caddo, Comanches, Cheyennes, Shoshone, Shawnee, Shawasha, Dakota, Lakota, Apache, Alanquan, Pasagola, Natchez, Biloxi, Hunasima. We are the indigenous, not Indians, but accepting this misleading label, Indian, the origin of some of our people, was psychologically moved from this land to India. The cultures of the Olmecs, Toltecs, Mayans, Aztecs, and Incas, who evolved into the sophisticated society in the areas known as Central and South America, or Mu, can all be linked to distinct traditions and artifacts originated in the Washita de Dugda Maundya Empire. The Eurocentric practice of dividing and classifying our people has created an illusion of differences used to conquer the native people. We are all one people, children of one and only one God. Today, most of the so-called African Americans can trace some lineage to an often misunderstood and misplaced Indian ancestry or European bloodline. Most people who classify themselves as white Americans call the stories in their own family closets that tie them to a colored ancestry. We are all the result of indigenous people mixing with Asians, Africans, and Europeans who arrived much later. An amalgamation of colors and cultures that can be defined in no simple terms. The world dare not discuss Professor John Henry Clark's observation of the European imperialist policy of conquest by bastardization. This called for the genocide of all the men, then bastardizing the race by raping the defenseless women. We have seen this most recently with the Kosovo and Bosnian atrocities of ethnic cleansing. There, thousands of women were ordered to be raped and impregnated by conquering armies, not murdered like the men. Modern historians have tried to hide the true identity of the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere. The findings of the earnest scientists evacuating indigenous sites have been systematically suppressed and ignored by mainstream Western scholarship. These isolationist historians who would dare entertain the thought of ancient civilizations in Americas purposely to avoid any discussion of the existence of indigenous populations of woolly-haired people. The status quo reinforces the myth of the wilderness that was first populated 12,000 years ago by the people who followed herds through the ice of Siberia and were later discovered by Columbus. This is an obvious proven lie. The inherent racism of Western scholarship would refer to credit galactic aliens from the space with our accomplishments rather than accept the fact that God placed people of color in this land since the dawn of time. Recently uncovered ancient communities in northern Louisiana will prove that over 12,000 years ago, a highly advanced indigenous society of dark people ruled this land from the paradise of the Washita River Basin and its bayous. An Army report by John Sibling of Lewis and Clark Expedition, or Spy Mission, recorded some of our people as Washaws, Opelousas, Tunicas, Tensas, Arkansas, Choctaws, Choctaws, Osages, and various other so-called Indian names. The same report noted that the inhabitants of the Washita area were liked by neither red nor white people. It went on to say that outside of tribal feuding, they are friends with all other people, white and red, and are the original proprietors of the country on the river, the Arkansas River, which they claim for about 300 miles above them, end quote. This posing the academic question, what color were the people of Washita? On maps produced since the 1800s by Juan Filhoyo, one of the Spanish surveyors of the Washita area, the statement, quote, land owned by Negroes, end quote, appears repeatedly. Negro comes from the Spanish word for black. In the book Return of the Ancient Ones, the monumental work compiled by the Empress, documents dating back over 200 years attest to these facts. These are European reports of land overrun with ancient inhabitants, not Indians. Such accounts expressed an honorable respect an explicit desire to not disturb the domain of the Ancient Ones in the treaties and conventions affecting the Louisiana Purchase. It is plainly stated that the lands and the sovereignty of the ancient inhabitants are to be preserved and to be protected. Why are you called an empire? Chapter 3. The Ouachita, Tunica, Moors are of noble people of imperial bloodlines. Moors developed one of the first known civilizations and governments. We operate according to the Almighty Creator of the universe, natural law. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice are the principles that have always constituted our laws. European observations of these customs are the basis of their philosophies and the theories of the inherent rights in all men and of the people as the source of the sovereign's authority. The doctrines of the American and French revolutions can easily be traced to our ancient system of government. The Creator's divine guidance placed a woman over the family, the nation, and the empire. Ouachita de Dugdamandia Empire has an oral legacy of over 10,000 years of rulership by empresses. The Creator anointed the woman as the lawgiver and the man as the law enforcer. Our maternal imperial rule complies with God's order for mankind. The imperial Ouachita nation is our sovereign governing authority. Dugdamandia is our empire. Ouachita Mir is our divine nationality. There is only one race of people among the Ouachita, the human race. In the chapter entitled, quote, Myths That Hide the American Indian, end quote, from the book American Indian Past and Present, scholars made a commendable attempt to describe the culture of the mound builders. According to the authors, these ancient Mississippi Valley people had developed advanced civilizations with well-organized aristocratic ruling classes of sons, nobles, and honored ones. An article in the Ancient American magazine acknowledged the existence of the ancient empire in America and the Western academic establishment's denial of the same. Reference to this has been underlined in this excerpt from Strange Divisions of Two Large Modern Countries. Don Smithana wrote, quote, however, just east of the Mississippi River near St. Louis was a large headquarters for the, quote, Mississippi civilization. It was named Cahokia. The large pyramids were capped with administration buildings. It was a capital city atop the pyramids called Key, a capital lofty or high up. It appears to have been a well-known identified throughout the Eastern America all the way to the Atlantic coast. It was the Western Empire, Tennessee, or Tennessee, S-E-I. And the entire territory was known by this magnificent capital atop the pyramids, Kentucky or Kantuki. Fully translated, Kentucky would mean lofty, high-up capital city east of the river barrier. These names on early maps gave testimony to the importance of these two territories to the Indians stretching eastward as far as the Atlantic coast. Names with meanings lost to the westward advance of European civilizations, or was it a matter of political convenience to deny such empires and political structures existed? European nobility was well aware of the sanctity of the empire and quite deliberate in preserving an internal enclave for the ancient nobility of the so-called New World Order, New World, end quote. Their records show that they were not savages or teepee dwellers, but sophisticated, industrious, and friendly. It is no coincidence that the seat of power in the spiritual vortex of the Ouachita remains a free and sovereign land protected by natural and international laws. There is documentation in the National Archives of Washington, D.C. and elsewhere that confirmed the Ouachita Moor presence right here in North America lands thousands of years before the arrival of the first Europeans and their advanced civilizations identified as the Ancient Ones. A geophysical mound builders and their prior claim to the land was never disputed. Evil deeds stole away their possessions and their control of the ancient lands, partially identified in record as the 1848 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, U.S. government versus the heirs of Harry Turner or Tunica, in which the High Court found that the neutral strip was definitely not a part of the territory ceded to the United States, talking about the Louisiana Purchase. And then in 1992, the return of 68,883 acres of land by the state of Louisiana in the land grant designated the Ouachita proper or the Ouachita terra, terra meaning land, including the Floridas. I have attached two Supreme Court cases in which the Ouachitas won these cases. Also, the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights recognizes the self-declarations of the indigenous peoples and acknowledges that Uyakshakatun Empire Washita is the, quote, oldest indigenous people on earth, end quote, and assigned UN Grant Application 215 in 1993 to the Washita Moors. And here is that document of the Yamasee Moors, the indigenous, by presidential proclamation 7500 by U.S. President Bush, recognized the various instrumentalities of the United States in the documents whose lands include but not limited to Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, people of the aforementioned lands with the geographic coordinates, there's a number 33, 36, 36, 666, north latitude. In 1750, the Yamasee Uprising and the Trail of Tears is an historical event which had been acknowledged by the U.S. Congress, in which President Andrew Jackson rounded up our people, the Yamasee, the Hichiti, the Choctaw, the Cherokee, the Moor, the Olmec, and the Seminole, Uchi, the Washita, and forced them to walk west to Oklahoma away from their traditional lands, which are illegally and unlawfully usurped by the United States. This was known as the Trail of Tears. Prior to the passing United Nations Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People, the 1985-57 Supreme Court Sanford versus Scott, known as the Dred Scott decision, which has never been overturned, made it clear there are no descendants of Africans can be citizens of the United States of America. This current state of affairs leaves that descendants of the African Moors, who are unfamiliar with international law, the United Nations second decade of the world's indigenous people, and the fact that they now can self-identify themselves as indigenous or tribal, unable to have a nationality or the ability to identify and claim their indigenous heritage in accord with the House Joint Resolution. Couple this with the Jim Crow laws and the Christian Black Code still used to this day, has put the descendants of Africans living in America in a stateless position. All over America, many African Americans claim not only their African heritage, but Indian ancestry as well. Many African American families have Indian roots in any one of the various tribes in America. Here we see in the four letters to American history written in 1827, to quote, to this day they speak and write of the red man of America, while there is not a red man, nor never was, in this continent. Quote, to this day do they attempt to separate the American languages from all others, while their roots and structures are exactly like many in the eastern continent. Further, it is sufficient to mention that there were in America before Columbus came nations and tribes of the following complexions: coppered, tawny, olive, dusky, white, or pale, yellow, dark, and black, but none red unless they were painted, and that all these complexions are also found in Asia, in Polynesia, and in Africa. The United States of America has consistently fought and resists to this day African Americans claiming their indigenous status. We are from the Atsikhata Nation of Yamasee Moors in accord with international law and have declared and proclaimed our indigenous rights. Our documentation has been legally recognized, acknowledged, certified, authenticated, and confirmed as correct. Yet we still face persecution, apartheid, genocide, rape, and kidnapping for manifesting our indigenous rights as we are entitled to by law. It is well known that Africans in America and claim their indigenous status as Native American Indians are subjected to persecution, ridicule, discrimination, genocide, abuse, and scorn, as if that is not possible they could not be Native American Indians. Yet modern history is now unearthing and uncovering facts to prove the assumption by America to be contrary to the archaeological evidence. In addition, with the aforementioned presidential documents noted the Papal Bulls, the Doctrine of Discovery, the Christina Black Codes, the Indian Act, and related instruments in use by the United States of America, it appears that these corporations, are saying or agreeing to abide by what is sanctioned and which they have endorsed on paper as their honorable intention to conduct themselves accordingly and appropriately. However, upon further investigation and examination, the USA privately are still conducting the practices that are long established, albeit in a less obvious manner. We have declared ourselves indigenous and tribal and claim our indigenous rights as we are entitled to. We still face an uphill battle. We are the Atsikata Nation of Yamasee Moors and are not citizens of the United States of America, which is a religious corporation. Get that? And such are entitled to full protection in accord with our constitutional rights and the international rights we're entitled to. Our Declaration of our Indigenous Rights puts us in conflict mostly and consistently with the U.S. courts, the U.S. government, and the local state and U.S. government agencies. This was a document, 1993, adopted by the United Nations Human Rights Commission. Now, this is from a website, AmericaIsTheOldWorld.com. AmericaIsTheOldWorld.com. So it's making the case that first country was America, and everything else came from it. So the old world order is the new world. We'll demonstrate the Americas is India Superior, ancient India, a.k.a. Asia Major, and the Far East, the Orient. Yes, America is the true old world. The fact that the Americas is the Far East is enough of a demonstration by itself, since the old world and the land of the Bible is associated with the East. The America is Asia Major. Yes, the old world is the Americas, because America is once Asia Major, a.k.a. the Orient, the East, the India Superior, ancient India. The old world map by Ortenius Phinius from 1531 showing you Asia Major being in North America, which is the true Orient. Is the East really the West? Yes, because European scholars associate Egypt with the being in the Orient. The term Orient means East. The Orient is an historical term for the East. Also in the post is an image of the original compass, which demonstrates that the so-called West is actually the Far East. This original compass proves that the maps have been flipped because the compass has been flipped. Well, this original compass verifies that the West is actually the Far East. This means that the civilizations has to be a tribute to the New World because the New World is actually the Old World. So if some of you are still in doubt, let's look at some of the events that suggest the West is actually the Far East. The Dragon King, Priest King, Messiah, Black Panther, Quetzalcoatl, was known as the Morning Star in the East, which is Venus, love. Jesus was also known as the Bright and Morning Star, which is Venus. Quetzalcoatl was, of course, one of the chief gods of Mesoamerica, so this means that America is the true East. More evidence that the West is the true East is the Moor King of the Orient. In this blog post is an old world painting from 1703 of a Moor King seen by two European artists. Scholars used to call Egypt the Orient to try and separate Egypt from Africa. That's also why they cut the noses off the Sphinx and a lot of the statues in Egypt is to hide the Moor's heritage and the creations of the Egypt. This is me talking. Likewise, the artist called America the Orient because its land masses old Egypt, which is common knowledge back in the 1700s. The Moorish King of the Orient noticed the feathered crown. The Moor is wearing the photo, which indicates that the painting is that of an American Indian chief that was seen over here in the Americas in the 1700s. And I'll put more of this in the show notes, and at the end I'll show you these images. But this is making the case that Atlantis was a colony of India Superior. Remember, we got Atlanta, Georgia, India, Indians. Kind of makes sense. The name of the video, Mind-Blowing Occult Sanskrit Hebrew Etymology, Vedic Origins of Civilization, which I'll put in the show notes. If there's a country on Earth where it can justly claim the honor of being the cradle of the human race, at least the scene of primitive civilization, the successive developments of which carried into parts of the ancient world and even beyond, the blessing of knowledge, which is the second life of man, that country is assuredly India, Hindu India, Hindu America. So the book Gene Matlock, India Once Ruled Americans, the Mayas were the Nagas or Niggas that took the serpent wisdom from the Americas and into India, Egypt, and Mesopotamia. They weren't slaves brought to the United States. They were slaves taken from the Americas to the East. Complete flip-flop. So from the, it can be found in the Queen Moon, the Egyptian Sphinx by Augustus Poggian, quote, in the appendix are presented for the first time in modern ages the cosmogonic notions of the Mayas rediscovered by me. They will be found identical with those of other civilized nations of antiquity. In them are embodied of the secret doctrines communicated in their indications to the adepts in India, Chaldea, Egypt, and Samothrace, Rathsia, the origin of the worship of the cross, of that of the tree, and of the serpent, introduced in India by the Nagas, who raised such a magnificent temple in Cambodia in the city of Angkor Thom to their god, the seven-headed serpent, the Ayak Chapat of the Mayas, and afterward carried its worship to the Akkad and to the Babylons. The Maya Naga took that serpent wisdom into Burma, India, over 30,000 years ago, according to the book The Garden of the Elder Gods. Quote, an overview of such regional centers will commence within Asia, where one of the early academics was evidently located in ancient Burma, modern-day Myanmar today. According to the Indian historian Valmiki, Burma was the first settlement in Asia, with some records supposedly dating to 33,000 BC. Such graduates eventually migrated eastward into China and southeastward into Thailand and Cambodia, as well as westward into the uninhabited part of the northwestern India. Human graduates and few helpers accompanied them, taught human natives they encountered. The original indigenous culture of India is thought to be that of the Danavas. The Nagas were later called the Nakals and still later became known as the Maya, reportedly imparted their culture. However, colonial church would claim that the original earliest people were actually the Maya, perhaps a reference to the ancient ones or the pure-budded human-like lunar petrus that comprised the group known as the Helpers. Ancient records indicate that the original Naga Maya were associated with the serpent people, the esoteric non-human race of wondrous beings that reportedly possessed ancient cosmic wisdom. The serpent symbol was one of the ancient icons specifically referring to the ancient ones. Hence, the Naga emblem became the serpent or cobra symbol of ancient India, once revered as signifying both great wisdom and immense knowledge. The Americas is India Superior and the Orient or the East. There's a statue of the goddess Yamuna standing on the turtle shell, Turtle Island, a.k.a. the Americas, which is more evidence that the India Superior Asia Major was in North America, a.k.a. the Orient, because goddess Yamuna is a Hindu goddess. Why is the statue of the goddess Yamuna good evidence? Well, because America was known as Turtle Island. This is a known fact because American landmass looks like a giant turtle seen from the sky. Goddess Yamuna was the wife of Krishna, the Indian Christ, and she symbolizes Eve, or Isis, which is the kundalini energy that must be raised up to 33 spinal vertebrae to resurrect a sleeping mummy, or the pineal gland, or the Christ, or the Christos, or the Krishna, or the Cyrus, in the king's chamber of your mind, which is the black dot, the Kaaba, the Mount Meru, that lays in the center of your brain called the pineal gland, a.k.a. the third eye, or the master gland. Goddess Yamuna symbolizes the Mother Mary principle of love. The Old World Map, 1625, of the Americas being described as India and the Orient from the Stanford University Library in 1625. And here's the map they're referring to, Carta Prima Rica del India. India. And look at the country, folks. America. Here it is right here. All in black and white. 16th century map. It's got the island of California in it, too, as well. You can see that right in here. All in. It's got Todos Santos, which is down north San Diego. We've got Mendocino here. So this is a map showing you that America was really ancient India. So the story goes that Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 and went the wrong way because he thought he was going to India, sailed completely the other way. Think about that. Columbus, the mariner, the navigator, sails completely the wrong direction. He goes west looking for India instead of going east looking for India. Right in our faces, folks. Christopher Columbus, conquistadors, called us Indians because the landmass was once known as India Superior. I have to agree with our Spanish conquerors because they should know the name of the people that they took everything from. India once ruled the Americas. From his book, Ethiopia and India were often confused. According to the book, the medieval empire of the Israelites. When you factor in the count, the swastika, the symbol of Brahma Abraham, which means black spirit, was the chief religious symbol in ancient Ethiopia and in India. Quote, With regard to the Ethiopians, Strabo indicates they look similar to Indians, remarking that, quote, those who are Asia, South India, and those who are Africa do not differ from each other much. So it gets into the Stuarts were black and they were given the Bible from the Americas as a means to preserve our history as more men. Mormons, get it? More men, Mormons. From the tribe Putah, Utah, Judah, Judah. Because America is the land of the Bible. King James and Queen Anne of Denmark, because they played a good game of poly tricks with the enemy so they could leave us a paper trail of the King James Bible as to whom they really are, which are God's chosen people, a.k.a. the children of the sun or the sun. Based upon all the evidence, Jerusalem is just code for Egypt, Kemet, Canaan land, or Wakanda, which was a global black Moor civilization. Evidence that Utah, Judah is Putah, and evidence that ancient Luxor was in America, evidence that the Americas is in the Old World. So there's another section from this site. Let me show you this map here because it's pretty good. So new map of Granada land, 1810 map of the Viceroyalty of Spain, Rome, the Eagle. You can see the new Granada land on this map, but it was nothing new about it because of true Old World. As you can see, Spain, Rome, the Eagle took a lot of land from the Moors, the Nagas, the Serpents. This map does not show all. Oops, get it over here so you can see it. Sorry. This map does not show all the land that was taken because La Florida, the Floridas, once covered several states. Granada has the same name as the pomegranate in Spanish. The Spanish word for the fruit is Granada, and therefore the symbol of the promised land, because the pomegranate appears throughout the streets of Granada in Spain as you wander around the city. The pomegranate is also associated with the promised land of Israel because a pomegranate is a metaphor for the richness of the promised land of Israel. And here you can see the maps, the Viceroyalty of New Granada, the Kingdom of Guatemala, kingdoms, all the way through the Spanish Louisiana here, which we'll get into Louisiana Purchase in a little bit, and the New California with the Nova Albion, New California, Old California here, with California being the island. So Granada land is the promised land of Israel. Remember, Israel is named Isis, Ra, Isis, the female god, Ra, the male god, and Elohim, the god of gods, Israel, due to its abundance in milk of pearls and honey gold. And this blog is embedded to YouTube from Kandrup entitled America, the Promised Land, instead of milk, we find pearls and gold instead of honey. So the kingdom of Judah was in Utah. When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler was demonstrated that Peru is Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah is Utah, so that this chapter should be no surprise that it was in Utah. In the King James Version of the Bible in Deuteronomy, which read as follows, and Moses went up the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that is our ancient Jericho, and the Lord shewed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan. And it goes on. So what do we see? The names, strange names, descriptions in Judah in Deuteronomy 34. We see Utah with all the names that are in the Bible as well. Eden, Utah. Jordan, Salt Lake. Zion. Salem, Utah. Salem is Jerusalem. What's Utah's nickname? The Beehive State. There's a mountain in eastern Nevada called Mount Moriah, and it's over 12,000 feet tall. In Utah, not only is there a River Jordan, but it runs out of the freshwater lake and into the Great Salt Lake, which is remarkably like the Dead Sea. Mount Nebo in Utah is 12,000 feet high. The real Judah was in Utah. People try and say that it was the Mormons that gave these places in Utah biblical names to support their position as Jews. However, this fails miserably because there are no 12,000 peaks in Israel. The name Utah is derived from the name Ute tribe. It means people of the mountains, the Ute language. Other sources, Utah is derived from the Apache name Uda, which means tall. In the Spanish language, it is said as Utah, subsequently adapted the word Utah. There is no J in Hebrew, therefore Judah is Judah, especially when you consider the fact that J and Y have the same meaning and numerical value and are interchangeable. Islam comes from the Orient, the East, which is really the West. You include all the Moorish Tartarian architecture of the Americas and still game over for the hijack. Islam is not foreign to the Americas because Islam and all religions come from the Americas, since the America is the true old world. Everything we've credited Africa and the Middle East for has to be credited to the Americas too, because the America is the old world. Civilization came from India Superior, aka ancient India, which was in North America. Interesting stuff, isn't it? So the Muslim and Moors, the aka the Sufis, Mu discovered Atlantis following the Kaaba, so much more in the new book, America is the True World, True Old World. European Masons took a blood oath to never reveal the children of the Moors who they truly are. As Azeem Hopkins Bey quotes in his book, What Your History Books Fail to Tell You, George Washington, chairman of the Continental Congress of 1774, is documented saying, quote, if we would agree to take the fezes and turbans off the Moors' heads and remove the sandals from their feet and enforce it with severe punishments and also swear a death oath between ourselves to religiously and faithfully not follow anyone to teach the Moorish children whom they really are or who their forefathers were, and only allow the Moorish children to be taught that they were truly Negroes, black people, and colored folks. End of quote. George Washington. And most of you already know, but note that the George Washington tombstone says George Washington, Freemason first, and then first president, with the Freemason symbol prominently displayed. Washita, Washington. So they took this, this is what they do, they separate the children from the parents, and then they teach them what they want them to know as far as history, his story. George Washington stated 200 years from today that the Moorish people would not know their nationality nor their national name or their forefathers. Also, they would not know from which land or ancestors that they were descended from, end quote. Islam was in America and had a big influence on America because they have a total of 565 names, 484 in America, and 81 in Canada, of villages, towns, cities, mountains, lakes, rivers, etc., and are etymologically Arabic, which, remember, we have algebra and math, it's all Arabic. The astronomers were all Arabic, which are designated by locals long before the arrival of Columbus. Many of these names were, in fact, the same as the names of the Islamic places, Mecca in India, Medina in Idaho, Medina, New York, Medina in Hayes in North Dakota, Medina in Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, Ontario, Illinois, and Mona in Utah are just a few noticeable names at the outset. A closer analysis of Mona in Utah are just a few noticeable names at the outset. Closer analysis of names of native tribes, you'll get the Arabic etymological ancestry of the Anasazi, the Apache, the Arawak, the Araucana, the Chavin, the Cherokee, the Cree, the Hoke, the Hohokam, Hupa, Hopi, Makah, Mohican, Mohawk, Naku, Zulu, and Zuni are only a few. Yes, Islam was everywhere in the Americas. One just has to look for it, because you can see the evidence from Queen Khalifa of California to Alabama of Alabama to Tallahassee, Florida, to Medina, Ohio, to Moorestown, New Jersey, to Islamorada, Florida, and to Alhambra, California. And so, yes, Muslims have left a big impact on the Americas.
Old Flemish tales, Gothic cathedrals are popping up out of nowhere. This knowledge was imported by the refugees. In my view, they also imported Christianity. Why is this area called Flanders? Let's recapitulate. You have two main forces. You have the invading white race, the Christians, with the lion symbol, the Ari, the phoenix of the resurrected Christ, and their language is rune.
And here you can see a list. I've tried to find this, but I haven't been able to, except in this video, of all the states, cities, with all the names of Europe and Asia. Just by coincidence, bizarre world. What's backwards is forwards, what east is west, what's top is bottom, what's backwards is forward.
Drew my attention to Polat Kaya, a Turkish investigator. He came to the conclusion that every known culture and language has an origin in the Turkish language. The Iranians were believers of the sky god, sun god, and the moon god. For that, they were labeled as pagans and persecuted by the Arians, Christians, and the Semites. So the Scythians were brown-skinned, they were nature worshippers, the pagans, and they worshipped the sun eye and the moon eye.
What happened to the Berbers, Saracens, Muslims? Well, have you ever heard of the Spanish Inquisition? The Dum Diversus of 1452 issued by the Pope, authorizing Christians to enslave the Saracens or the Tartanians and non-believers and take their lands because no one disappeared. It's just that everyone has become ignorant. There are over 500 cities in the United States named after Muslims and a huge part of Europe as well. There's over 20 cities in the United States named Moscow. The textbooks, his story, and education today are all manipulated. Therefore, Western academics will not get us out of our deep sleep because Western academics is the institution that has put we the people to sleep to begin with. We need our institutions and scholars that are not compromised by Western academicians. And here again, you know, just scrolling down, cities now called Miami, Florida, named after Henry Flagler, they said, incorporated, right? So they changed the names. Charlestown, 1670, they changed it. Wanted Charleston, South Carolina. New Amsterdam became New York. Spanish, the town of Queens, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. Every name was changed. What was the city colonists known as Trimount? Anybody? Massachusetts. City got its name due to a large hill with three peaks that was cut down to fill in the surrounding bays. There was hills there, folks. Can't see them because they were cut down. And it goes on and on. All the names was changed. What was Losantiville in the 1700s? You ever hear of that? I never have. Losantiville? I got to say Louisiana. Oh, Cincinnati, Ohio. Wouldn't have guessed that one. It was named by the territorial governor, Arthur St. Clair. Reference to Roman leader Lucius Cincinnatus. What was the name as Terminus and later as Marthasville? Anyone? Come on, you guys. Anybody know it? The Terminus? Atlanta. Atlanteans. City formerly known as Terminus. Terminus? Atlantis? In fact, it was named Atlanta by railroad engineer J. Edgar Thompson. Right. Vucari in the 1700s. What was it? New Orleans, Louisiana. Every state. What city was originally known as Jernigan? Anybody? Jernigan? Anybody? Orlando, Florida. Swilling's Mill. Anybody know where this is? Swilling's Mill. Looks like Palm Springs. Phoenix, Arizona. Swingingsville. The Clearing. Where was the Clearing? Portland, Oregon. The Clearing. What are they talking about clearing? Yerba Buena. I know that one. San Francisco. New lands, new start. Originally named San Miguel, San Diego. Every city was changed. What was the city originated in Waterloo? Austin, Texas. Anybody know that? Settlement called Cowford. Cowford became Jacksonville, Florida. Understand a bunch of cows. New York, Alki. Became Seattle, Washington. New York. New York. Alki became Seattle. And again, we can see the mernames being taken over and the mounds. Look at all the mounds in the United States. The original mounds, the first pyramids, the Americas, not Egypt. Not Asia, not Africa, the Americas. So I'm going to stop it right here, part one. And part two, we'll get into the Louisiana Purchase. We'll get into the Spanish conquistadors kicking the Tartarians out of Spain and also the massive pyramids that were built all over the Americas, including North America, that has more than 1,000 pyramids alone. They're original pyramids before the Egyptians, as I said. So we'll cover that in the next video. Thanks for listening. Hope you found it as interesting and fascinating as I have.
There is better land watered with my soul. The fruit it bears leaves me so bitter land does nothing for love. This bitter land brings pain.
Yeah.
Above.
Yeah. Cross the train tracks, the devil is behind me. In the ghettos where you find me, it's where I stays at. Cops shot us up, he get a medal then retire, but it never will define me. Write a letter to the president, whoever in control of the society. Tell him stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology. Trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees. Stay fly, getting paper, with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around the green. I'm a lean, taking perks, it's a bit of earth, it's a nigga cursed in my bless, see what I mean? It's a test, life is a test, life is like a hood, hard, trying not to fall between the cracks, and the cracks are so dark, and the dark seems more appealing than the light in the land where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night, we need a plan, to survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying. Look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?
Guys, welcome back, welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that, you know what I mean? it's really truly, I want to say to the world that when it comes to your own, when it comes to research, when it comes to knowledge, when it comes to wisdom, when it comes to intellect, when it comes to all of this out here, guys, please use your own discernment. You know what I'm saying? As far as what's real, as far as what's fake, as far as what you want to, you know, I feel that we're all computers. You know what I mean? As far as what you want to, you know, ingest, you know, ingrain in your psyche should be up to you. You know what I'm saying? So I said that to say, if that resonated with you, allow it. If it didn't resonate with you, great. But we are coming into, you know, kind of resurrecting these dormant parts of ourselves. And within these dormant parts of ourselves, we are becoming in tune that something is not right. You know what I mean? So when we hear these people having the courage to truly speak up and truly speak out, you know, it's not just in the lodges anymore. It's not just, you know, people are going on YouTube. You know, shout out to, I didn't get his name, but shout out to him for having the courage to really speak out. A lot of, you know, again, guys, this is not about race. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, white people, if you will, a lot of white people they speak up and speak out a lot, you know what I mean, against one another. You know, we just got to kind of pay attention. You know, we, instead of arguing amongst one another, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it's going to be paramount for us to start to pay attention. Instead of being mad at the white man, sometimes, there are a few of them who are really speaking the truth. There are, especially now, especially when COVID hit, when it started affecting their pockets, when it started affecting their families, you know what I'm saying? So when the pig was no longer being fed, if you will, you know, all hell broke loose. So the information, the wisdom, knowledge, information, what have you, is always out there, guys. You just have to, you know, have an open mind and be willing to attract it in certain ways. And we do this by, you know, kind of balancing anger, because I don't want to say let go of these things, because sometimes these, what we deem as negative, sometimes it's needed in order to, you know, purify. You know what I'm saying? So again, I will say that sometimes anger is indeed the purification, guys. So be angry, get angry, in doing your research, you know, do it for you. So he spoke about, you know, a few key points, guys, and I'm going to leave you guys with two lectures, okay? Two powerful lectures about what's going on. Now, these are short lectures, guys. It's not an hour or nothing like that. These are like 10, 15-minute lectures. But something to know, guys, what was it before America? You know, many people say, I'm going to have Mark back on soon, but he can break that one down, because, again, history was not my fucking subject in school. You know what I'm saying? So history is not my shit, but her story is, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I love her story. I love, like, this is a history lesson now. This is a her story lesson that we're doing today. You know what I'm saying? So begin to know her story, you guys. Resurrect all of the gods and goddesses that lie dormant within you. So what was it before America? Many people say Kai. Many people say Turtle Island. There's a few other ones that I just didn't have right off. But all the slavery story, guys, what if, you know, he told you guys the whole slavery story is in reverse. Now, I tried to pull Brother Wisdom I tried to pull one of his posts. If you go back in the archives, guys, you can look for a broadcast. So type in Enhancing Awareness Radio and type in slavery. You should see shows that we've done on slavery. There, the last one that we've done on slavery was where I read Brother Wisdom when he told us that the slavery story is actually told in reverse. This is West Africa that we're in here. A lot of people think that the old, a lot when you go to Egypt and y'all taking flying all that, that's third world Egypt, guys, okay? There is no way in hell, there is no way in hell that, you know, all of these light-skinned, you know, Arabian people or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that they are the original Egyptians. See, they try to, they whitewash, you know what I'm saying? Again, no bashing of racism, blah, 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 you know. Look, the truth don't give a fuck who tell it, all right? So a lot of this shit is whitewashed, straight up. So with that being said, guys, ooh, whitewash documentary. That's another one that I'm going to do for you guys, too. But so this is it. This is it. We're here. We're on it. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it again, you know, why is it so hot again? You know what I'm saying? Just think before the fall, you have in history, you know, you have them speaking about, you know, these deserts and ancient Egypt. Didn't it look to you or appear to you that it was hot as hell? So as we begin to raise back up in frequency, isn't it kind of familiar? Are you guys starting to feel a dormant familiarity about Earth, you know what I mean, as we call it? Are you seeing the fairies again? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it has already happened. It's just waiting for us to catch up to it, guys. So those of you that know, know. All right, so we are going to end with these clips. Let me pull them back up. I love how when I go live, how the system always refreshes me like when I'm ready to go. It's all good. Please continue to join us. Tomorrow, guys, is going to be open discussion, Spiritual Soul Sunday. I pulled some stuff from Rashad Jamal. I mean, powerful shit. You know, it kind of gives you nanobots, COVID-19, artificial intelligence living within our bodies. Oh yeah, we know what the fuck is going on. We just, you know, there's some just tactics. You know, it's just the real virus. Honey, oh my God. Okay, so Brother Wisdom, where the fuck are you at? All right, guys, please be sure to join me tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Please be sure to check out the broadcast that we did last Saturday. Oh God, last Saturday, the fellas came through. Auntie LJ was there too. The fellas came through. Here we go. All right. Yeah, the fellas came through. Please go. Black fathers, you do matter. You know, black fathers, you do matter. I love to see our black men loving on their kids, like going to war for them kids. We have painted such a tarnished picture, and it was by design. So, ladies, I don't blame you. You know, it was all by design, and our minds are so easily played with and manipulated with. So I don't blame us on a lot of stuff, but the programs are just mind-blowing. As my brother Renee Hamilton says, I hope I can get him back on, but as he says, the holographic mind fuck is just mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Carmen's taking over, and we got to be the baby kids to get out. All right? All right, guys, and I'll allow Brother Wisdom to explain. I will not be back to close the show, so this is my close. Join me tomorrow. Join Professor Cobby and his daughters. As always, they come on every other Tuesday. This Tuesday, they're going to have Hot Topics is what they talk about. You know, everything that's going on in the now. Go back and listen to their last few shows. I mean, Professor Cobby, his daughters, amazing balance. It's a family affair here at Ear. I'm so grateful to have them apart. You know, sometimes I look back and be like, wow, how the fuck did that happen? But Enhancing Awareness Radio is a sacred platform, you know, that may not be acknowledged mainstream as of now, but it will be as we start to shift into, you know what I mean? So I don't care about the likes. I don't care about the attention, because I know what I do here, what we have done here. The intent is for the people, you know what I mean? The money and all that fame and clout and all that shit does not matter to me. This is for the people, and this is for the youth. More importantly, for the youth that, you know, are to come. But it's for everybody, but most importantly, this is for them who we left, you know, for something, you know, springboards for them to kind of follow, you know, as things are starting to, you know, still come out. They're going to need something to, they're going to need people who have the courage to tell the fucking truth. So this platform is the scrolls, if you will. All right, guys. Peace, peace, peace. Until next time, guys.
Brother, sister, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on, we're going to start on the, we're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the, we're going to start on the sulfo salts, and then from the sulfo salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and, the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the night with the next the video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfo salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfo salts with minerals, you really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right? There's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and, you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids. They call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. that people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and just, I mean, cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing out people and taking out body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma is getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanting to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize, you know. Look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians, some goddamn Siberian humans, gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we're the native and we're the original people on the land. Alright, this is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs to the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spraying the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other when we were once in sync and in tune with each other. Now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. I told you guys, 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent. And they carry the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we have, you know, I love your black people. And I'm married to one. And I'm dating. I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline. Every bloodline. And it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? You still carry that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land. Because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it. The water Look at all the fish that they have pulled out the water for profit. Look at all the animals that they have killed and slaughtered for profit. Got their bodies in grocery stores and freezers. Look at what they've done to the planet, to the people, to the animals, to the land, to the sky, to the seas. Look at what they've done. Karma is going to take place. And it's beginning now. 2021, we see no businesses. Karma is taking place now. This is just the beginning. We ain't even got part of the way through this wonderful, beautiful. Massacre of a year. Karma must take place, my people. Because they've done too much dirt. And there's nothing where for them to go. There's nothing that they can do. There's nothing, there, nowhere they can hide. Because karma is going to take place. And they will all pay. They will all pay. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angel beings. Peace to you all.
And then I studied my ass off. I didn't, there was no online. There was MySpace at the time. I rocked and rocked and rocked. Every book, especially because Bobby Hemmett was known for giving out scholarship. And while I'm here, let me say this to you from message from Bobby Hemmett. No, not a new message, but a message from his lectures. He always said this, and y'all niggas need to hear this again in case y'all missed it through sifting through all the hours that you have. If the person before you is repeating from a book, make sure they give you the fucking book. You understand? What you hear from me comes from discoveries of my divine mind. And if I'm repeating from a book, I'll give you that book. If I'm talking from a study, of a long-term study, which I am right now in this moment, then this is coming from my understanding of many books, many studies, many reads, many meditations. So this, what you're hearing is an understanding. When you hear a nigga just saying 3/4 fifths and this and that, and this goes up your back at a rate of 3 ratio, he's repeating from a fucking book. He is. So what he, and when you go, ooh, that was deep, you're a fucking follower and you're a church member. You should demand that motherfucker tell you what book he read it from. He said, that was excellent information. How did you find that? How did you get that? So let them say a book, or this shit is channels, or I went into my genetic memory banks, I got it from Akasha. Make them tell you where they got it from. How about that? And that's how we sort out who should be teaching you and who should just be giving you the groovy books that they read. Because I'm going to assume, no matter how many times I call you niggas slow, you motherfuckers at least can read. And as long as you can read, not a damn motherfucker can control you on the planet, especially with this information. I urge you niggas to ask those who you find entertaining or those who you find so fucking profound, where's this coming from, player? And if they say the divine mind, you bow and say thank you for the... thank you for what you're giving, because you will never get this anywhere else. Because your divine mind rules all. Oh, wait a minute. Your divine mind is all. You understand? This game begins and ends with your mind. And the name of the motherfucking sport, the motherfucking race, is called light. You understand? Without light, or limited light, nigga, you will be abused abused. And for the most part, most of you niggas are. Most of you niggas are. You should be working for no other reason. You should not be working to save the black race. You need to save your black ass. You shouldn't be working to save the black babies. You should be more interested in saving your fucking grown-up ass. You will not save masses of niggas. You niggas cannot even agree on which kind of Kool-Aid goes with what kind of fucking fish. You niggas cannot agree what meat should be on the grill at the cookout. Nevertheless, raise up a whole fucking country of niggas to go, yeah, that shit's true, though. Yeah. Imagine a whole country of niggas. Yeah, nigga, you got that right. Goddamn, nigga, I couldn't wait till you got here, nigga, to save us. Nigga, listen. You make a choice. You work for humanity or you work for your higher self. And I hate to say higher self because it's so bitch-ass. You either God or you fucking man. And man is nothing to be proud of. Nothing. Nothing. The best thing a man can be is a human, a light man, to be called human. And that's scraping the floor, son. Scraping the floor. You got a work player. You got a work player. See you at the top, baby.
Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant, but because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong. Just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robin Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this. You know, if they take you to court, you got to do this. You got to pay this. This is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He's like, you know, you gonna do such. You're going to do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself. Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But you, it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got to have a free heart. Well, people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this, because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They're telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free. And say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful, is because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I was saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, the two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war, so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. All these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself, and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby's kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank, and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burned the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down?
Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you got to care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere as some seed distribution, or some seed holding place. Well, they have all of our seeds, and I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out, and I think they have one left. Well, they have all of our seeds, so there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc beings are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies.
they're talking about, oh, you can vote for Trump, you can vote for Biden, you can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us, and we have to be the baby kids, and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also, because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did, and their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership, because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. And anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah. We got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation, because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? When you start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is your, their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace, because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. Got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you.